Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It is episode 50, baby. 50 of the 5-Minute Major Podcast St. Louis. I'm in a new spot. I'm finally settled in. We're back. Josh is back from his trip to the Dakotas.
Yeah.
We have tons of episodes coming out in like a week, so thanks for being patient. Hockey season is in full force. Crazy starts for some teams we didn't expect. Horrible starts for some teams that we might not have expected to. Tampa. As always, we'll be talking mostly Blues, but we'll dive a little bit into some quick things, and of course we might go on our tangents as always. Josh, how are you doing?
Doing good. Went to South Dakota for the first time. My brother ran a race marathon up in Brookings, South Dakota. Which the crazy part is, while we were there, there was the Kansas City Scouts, which is a youth hockey team from Kansas City, playing up there against the South Dakota teams. I was like, good Lord, Missouri, no matter where you go, you can find someone that knows something about it. So we are hitting the ground running. We are back at it, and I am ready to talk some hockey. It's going to be a fun week. And then after this, we're all kind of situated, so there will be an episode coming out every week, hopefully, again. So all is good.
Yeah, hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
Life always happens.
At least we're going to have some in the bank. So there's some cool interviews coming up this week. We'll be releasing some teasers here. Got another PWHL player and another former Blues alumni who is also still working in the NHL right now.
Yeah.
So that being said, let's hit some hockey news updates. I'll kind of start it off with my boy, Brady Tkachuk.
Sad day, buddy.
Sad day. I was
it
crushed.
Stinks.
I literally, when that happened, I was just like, the air was taken out of my sails. And then they announced he had to get surgery. And now it's 6 to 8 weeks. Not only is it hurting me personally on my fantasy team, because I had him there too, but just sad to see he's just the heart and soul of that team. And I hate to see it.
Yeah, and you know, they haven't started very, very good either.
Like, no.
Olmark's been shaky.
Ottawa looks like the Ottawa of old. Yeah.
We said this last year, if Olmark's not good, then no matter what, they'd have to score 5 a game, and it's just hard. Stützle's not playing that well either. I mean, he's kind of okay, but the first few games, not good. My boy Perron has back-to-back games with a goal, both power play goals. Who would have thought?
Yeah, would have been nice to have him right now.
Had to mention that one. What else happened? Foligno went on leave. He's back.
That's his daughter good to had hear. Heart surgery. So yes. Thoughts and prayers to the Foligno family.
Yes, glad he's back and glad she's doing hopefully okay and everything. Yeah. So that's good sign that he's back. It looks like Corey Perry's going to make his Kings debut tonight against the Blues.
Of course, you know.
Which is pretty awesome.
Squad boy coming back.
That's pretty awesome to see. That team is old, man. Like, you can tell that third pair is just not it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Also, like the opposite of a real rebuild, like retool. They did the opposite.
Yeah, they went the opposite direction. We went for the senior citizens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to get out ahead of this before the Blues fans who are already panicking, and then Chris Pronger had to come out publicly and talk about this. Zach Bobrick is off to a great start. Okay.
Oh, yes.
We are aware. 7 games, 3 goals, 1 assist, 4 points. He's still a -1, folks.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I know there was an article put out there that the Blues need to stop trading from their talent. Whatever. Justin Carboneau's leading the queue in goals right now with 11.
Yeah, he had a hattie last game.
Yeah, so there are other scoring wingers coming. And I understand has not looked the part. But let's give the kid some grace. He's played 9 games leading up to this season. I will say, he tossed his mitts when he went into that dog pile in that game the other night. Like, it wasn't like, I'm going to grab the guy. It was like, no, I'm ready to fight. Let's go. So he's got grittiness to him, but it's going to take time. We knew this. Everyone thought he was going to be the next Chris Pronger. No, he's not. He wasn't this first overall pick. We got to grow him into a top-tier defenseman. He's playing on your third pair. So it will be fine. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
I had to say that now before we went on tangent, and then I'm getting mad at people that are listening going, you're an idiot. No, it's going to take time. And if you don't believe me, go talk to Chris Pronger, who is a clear knower of all on this topic. So
especially him. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I agree. I don't have to dive into it, 'cause you just did. Like, we knew Bull Duke is a 20 goals.
Yeah.
Player. We just saw it. Like, duh, he's ready to go. I mean, it's a shame that, like, obviously Mayu is he's just not seasoned. Like, he's not Kessel. Even Kessel is a little more seasoned, and he looked pretty good.
He did
the other day. And Tucker looked really good.
But here's the thing. Kessel's in his third full NHL season, pretty much. Like, bounced around last year.
He's 30, man.
Yeah,
like, isn't he? I don't even know. Anyway, the thing is, patience. We know what the Blues are. We've always been consistently inconsistent. That was the name of, like, six of our episodes last year.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. It's five games in. The Blackhawks are hot, but they won't be eventually. Like, things happen. You know?
Yeah, like you got to. And here's the thing: the Blues played their NHL lineup two games truly in the preseason, and of those two games, they didn't even play against an NHL roster. It was a bunch of AHL players. So,
yeah.
I mean, you got to get to the 5, 6, 7 game mark before you really know what this team is, and they're still getting things down, and it's gonna be fine. I have faith in this coaching staff. I have faith in Jim Montgomery. So, kind of with that, we can jump into some Blues games. We didn't have a whole lot of NHL news. We'll talk about some teams that are not great before, I guess, we can get into that. What the hell's going on with Tampa Bay?
You know, I don't know. I feel like they did this last year, no?
I mean,
Vasilevsky, like, is maybe still kind of just lingering an injury. Yeah, yeah. Like, Kucherov is brutal.
Yeah, I, you know.
He's like a point per game guy, but he's like a -9. I'm like, oh, yeah. Whoa, Kuch doesn't even want to play D right now. But he took a couple games off because he was sick. Whatever, bro. I can't stand Kucherov.
Yeah, you know, that team, it may be catching up to him finally.
I don't know. I they're still so good.
They're still,
like,
so good.
Down just in general. Like, I feel like they can still make it in, especially because the Metro is so weak that someone's going to steal a wild card spot out of the Atlantic if they're not in the top three. You can almost guarantee Florida and Tampa are in, unless they tank. If Florida's lost like 4 in a row,
yeah,
after starting off pretty well,
they'll find a way in. The Florida, out of all the teams that are struggling, Florida's the one that I know will figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
They'll add someone.
I mean, Chucky will be back for the second half.
Who
knows about Barkov? Like, he might get back
at soon. This rate, they'll trade
sooner
the
first
picks back and go get Sidney Crosby to join the
I want them to.
That'd be amazing. They're going to add some, or Panarin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah, go ahead, Breadman.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wingers, though. You need another center up there.
True. But Marshy can just play anywhere.
Go get Stamkos from Nashville.
Bring him back to Florida, but it's the Panthers. That'd be so rude. That'd be mean.
All right.
Let's just dive into Blues.
Yeah.
We'll keep talking about. We'll get into some, like, real NHL talk probably in a couple episodes. Maybe we'll attach it onto one of the interviews or something to get more minutes on it, but. We just want to catch up on Blues mostly right now, since we're kind of like a week late.
Yeah, I will start us off. We were in this game, back-to-back years.
Deja vu.
Painful game. Home opener, we were taken to the shed. 5-0 by the Minnesota Wild, who have not been great since.
No.
But started out as a competitive game, and then it just dropped off and fell apart. Binnington didn't look great. The defense looked atrocious in that game. People looked slow. Skating was bad. Special teams were just back to last year all over again with a terrible power play. And you didn't contain Krill the Thrill Kaprizov. He was all over the ice.
I mean, he's impossible to contain.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, especially when you're playing so slow. I don't know. It just looked so brutal. Like, they just weren't ready to go.
No.
They just weren't conditioned to go. Like, Fowler looked brutal, but
bad. Bad.
He looked really bad. Falk played the most minutes and was still like an even plus minus. So you can't blame it on Falk.
No.
Even though a lot of people sitting around us wanted to. But I mean, 0 for 2 on the power play. Thomas and company face-offs, brutal.
Yeah, we
until
brutal
the third
on
period.
The knot. We finished at 46.3% in that game.
But it was like at 1.60-30.
Yeah, we were like 30. Yeah, it was
really bad. The only thing that I liked was like we were laying the body. But
yeah.
It didn't feel meaningful, you know, like it just felt like we were still getting skated around, and it's just one of those games, consistently inconsistent. The Wild have our number in home openers now.
Yeah.
But
no goalie goal this year, so thank the Lord.
Yeah, true. We've looked a lot better 6-on-5.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll get into eventually. But just overall, brutal start. Just brutal start.
Yes.
Slow. Passes weren't crispy. Face-offs were brutal. When you're not winning face-offs, you're probably not going to win the game, man. I'm telling you, that's so important. You know how I love it to talk about it. When your best face-off guy was barely 40% going into the third, like, not good.
Yeah.
Especially in the offensive zone.
And we'll talk about him throughout these games. But Robert Thomas, to me, in these early games, looks like he's overthinking.
A little bit. He's back to that.
He's back to
and
that
we've
right
seen
now.
It before.
And I don't know if he, it's like he's gripping the stick a little too hard right now. And he's looking up. He's getting frustrated. He's not just making the easy play. He's making these overcomplicated passes that are wonderful passes. But when you don't have people that are going to handle the puck properly, that pass isn't going to do anything. And that's what we've seen these first couple games. And we'll get to the Dallas game. I'll give credit to one guy that we really ragged on in the beginning of the year last year, but he is really stepping up, and that's Jordan Kyrou. And he is going to another level right now.
Yeah, I think he's been the best player on the team.
I agree.
He looks extremely engaged,
yeah,
both offensively and defensively, all three zones. He's stick on puck. It just seems to be finding him right now. I'm proud of him, man. He looks so good. I can't wait till he just explodes for his, you know, his streaky goal streaks, man. Like, he'll get 5 in 3 games, you know. He'll put one of those soon. And I you know what? The first game is whatever.
Yeah.
The adjustments in the next two were just, that's what you need to see.
Yeah.
Especially when you go down like early again. Like, it's a theme, right? You know, you start out a little slow and then you just come back. So we can go to the next one if you want. It was Calgary, right?
Yeah, the Calgary game, 4-2 win. Binner was not in the net for this game. So
yeah, you know what? I want to mention that Hofer like just seems to love playing up there.
Yeah, no, it
that's
seems
his to place to be. He loves it in Canada.
And that's the other thing. And then people are probably like, well, they're playing Hofer. They're playing. Yeah, guys, these games like coming up in this next, like we're going to just play back to backs or every other day you're going to be playing. November is a gauntlet with some back to back games, luckily at home, but a lot of travel. You're going Toronto to Philly to New York, and you're just playing the New York gauntlet. You're playing Edmonton, then Washington, then in Buffalo, then in Seattle, then back to Calgary. Like it's going to be busy. And they have to share the load because this is what is going to be the strong suit for your Blues when it comes playoff time, when it gets to the grind. And at this point, I still think Binnington will be with Team Canada as their starter come the Olympics. So
yeah,
you got to share the burden. And we saw that in this game. This team really stepped up and played a better game. With that, Logan Mailloux played 8 minutes in this game.
Brutal. Brutal. Yeah. And
Tucker,
you know what?
I
mean,
well,
really weird. You know, Monty knew he needed a bounce back win.
Yeah.
He knew. He was like, unfortunately, I have to sit these guys. And it is what it is. It worked. But that's not good. Like,
No.
In general, like, you can't rely on those four guys too much. Like, you still need a third pair in the playoffs.
They need to be able to eat 12 to 14 minutes a night because, I'm sorry, sure. You can't play Justin Falk a full season of 20-plus minutes every night.
I'm okay with 20.
I'm like, okay with the 20, but I don't want more than that.
23-24 is like, whoa, guys.
And I think you need to share the love with Colton Parayko and Fowler.
I think it is a little weird that Falk and Broberg get more minutes than Parayko and Fowler.
Offensive zones.
Yeah. I guess if we're winning and we're trying to, you know, score, he likes having Broberg and Falk on the point to shoot, which is kind of funny to think about. Because Parayko has a heck of a slapper, but he just doesn't use it.
He did last year.
He was last year, and then he got hurt, but now he's on that. He's like Thomas, where it's like he still needs to kind of get going. I don't know. I don't know how you can be... I'm going to go on a tangent. Sidney Crosby's 39 years old, and he comes out, and he has like 8 points in five games. Like, hello?
Yeah,
I don't know why these young guys aren't like, yes, like Nathan McKinnon, he comes out. I mean, I know these are superstar players, but like the Blues superstar, the B-list superstar, Robert Thomas, he should be out there just buzzing for points.
He was almost a point per game at this point still beginning of last year.
Yeah. So right now he's 2 points in five games minus two, which is not huge for him because he's usually pretty good defensively too.
Yeah. And the issue, and we didn't see it yet, but the lines have shuffled so much.
Yeah, you know, it reminded me of like back in the day when things weren't going well.
Ken Hitchcock, and like, oh, wow, the stain go. We'll figure it out.
Well, the funny thing is it worked.
It did. It did.
He mixed it up and it worked, man.
Like, but it's one of those things that, yet again, we are having an issue finding the high-end player to play with Robert Thomas. Because Bucci's not a
sport. Maybe we need to move Robert Thomas down.
I still think he's your best defensive center.
Well, I mean, he is, but maybe you give Suter more chances.
That's true.
Maybe he gets a few more chances, more minutes in situations, but that's not going to happen.
But I will say that Alex Ferrario was talking about that on BK and Ferrario, that will P.S. Suter go down as one of the best free agent signings by Doug Armstrong?
I think it already is this year.
This year, for sure.
The best just overall NHL free agent signing. I don't know how anyone didn't snag him.
And for a bargain.
Carolina.
A bargain.
I know. Carolina, Edmonton. Anybody? Hello? Like, I guess he didn't want to play there. I don't know.
I think he's not a big, crazy market person.
Yeah, Carolina would have loved him, honestly.
It would have been great for Carolina.
Yeah, they're but already cup favorites. But
he plays a strong defensive style system, which we play.
For sure.
So I think system-wise, he was the perfect fit for us. And this system, I mean, I don't know how many other teams are. Like, I feel like Florida plays a similar system to us, where it's the D are up in the play, constant cycling. Dallas used to do this more.
They're more stay-at-home now.
Yeah, Carolina does this system.
Yeah. I think it's just the modern system. I think it's fully adapted by Florida and they're winning and people are like, oh. Yeah,
but it takes the right players. And we're finally seeing that with Pio Suter is a second line center that you need. And they were talking today, like, this just may be a beginning 2-year deal that it's like a tryout kind of thing. And he may be here longer and I would not be opposed to keeping him.
He should be.
Because I still think Shen would benefit from a full season on a wing where he can stay healthier.
I know. It's not. I mean, I don't think it's the health with Shen, dude. He plays every game.
But for the sake of his longevity.
It's the conditioning. Yeah. It's like some games body. He can't make it. You know?
And it's not like, it's not he plays through everything. But like, for his sake, God, like, help him last a little bit longer. Just let him play the wing. But yeah. And then it's one of those things. And then I'll go on my tangent. This is not a fourth line identity line that we have right now.
No, we need Sonny back.
Sonny needs to be in Torpo.
Isn't that crazy?
Texier.
Where we're like, oh, Sonny could be the extra. Now we're like, we really need Sonny back.
I honestly think it's Torpo. I miss Torpo.
Yeah, Torpo, Walker, Bugie would be nice.
I think Bugie moving up to that third line winger with a Kairou, Bugie, Shen.
No.
I like it.
I just can't agree because I've loved Joseph's play. He's just buzzing out there, dude.
He's not the guy.
Him out there with Snuggie and whoever Suter that one game was like, what's happening? It's working.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is that that's not the long-term answer. And
no.
Doug Armstrong will have to add something at the deadline. Like,
it just depends. Yeah.
You need a winger for this third line so bad.
You know what's crazy? Is maybe Bowen Byram is an option.
What are you trading for him though?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, Mayu can be your extra instead if you make the playoffs, and you can have Bowen Byram in there, which would be so many lefties. But
are you doing Boehm and Broberg?
No, that's too puck moving.
What I think? So are you doing Parayko and Boehm?
I don't know. I'm just.
Oh my gosh! I'd rather have.
I'm just spewing out junk because Buffalo's not doing anything this year.
Alex Tuch, man, let's go get Alex Tuch. If we're going for anyone,
Tuch needs to go to Florida. He needs to go to Florida.
No, want Alex Tuch, and I will give him $10 million a year.
He's a great player, but he's like 10. I think he's like 7.5 or 8.
Salary cap's going up 9.
You can't have him paid more than Thomas.
Yeah, you can.
All right, I guess. Whatever. All right, back to this Flames game real quick. So Coronado scored in the first period. We're like, here we go again. Second period, Jakey, who started his little streak in this game, assisted by Thomas and Bucci.
He's scoring 40 this year.
That'd be crazy if he does.
Saying it right now, 40 goals.
And then we had a power play goal from Thomas, from Snuggie and Falker. And then Coronado scored again to tie it up. And we went into the third, and Jakey scored again, assisted by the top pair D-men, Parayko and Fowler. And then Pius Suter had a nice tip in. Like two minutes later, was super nice on a Tucker slapper from the point. Walker got an assist on that too. So, you know, what the difference was we got bodies to the front of the net. Like, we were playing up the middle way stronger. Like, that Minnesota game, we were just flying by, just going into lanes, hoping passes would get there. And then now we have Neighbors who moves up to the first line. We have people taking shots on net, and he's just always in front of the net, block, screening, tipping. It doesn't matter. Once you have that body there, it's so simple, isn't it?
It really is.
The NHL, you live off greasy goals, man. Like, that's playoff style hockey, greasy goals like that. So we need more people like Jake Neighbors in the league. I don't disagree that he could get 30 plus if he just keeps going to the front of the net. Like,
I feel like bottom tier for him this year is 25, in my opinion. If he gets below 25, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, I agree. I think 25 is normal for him. That should be his normal every year. For sure. And then I think we have like 5 or 6 20 goal scorers.
Yeah, it's going to be the pack mentality, but I think we still need to find a guy that can put up 30 a year.
Well, Kairou's your 40 guy, basically 40 guy. It would be nice if Holloway can be that.
Holloway needs to be a 30 guy again.
Yeah, and he's not been too hot to start.
But he's doing everything else right.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely the thing. He's like 95% there. He just needs a score, you know?
And that's Thomas. He's doing so much of the other stuff right. It's just no points.
Yeah, which stinks because I'm at this pace, he ain't getting even 65. You know, he needs to get up to that 90 point pace.
All right, moving on to our next one. We did hop over to Vancouver,
where
we pulled out
in Canada
another good win, 5-2. Snuggaroo, welcome back. He has the touch.
He was a stud in this game.
Stud in this game. He puts up 2. It's dirty goals. The guy goes to the net. He uses that wrist shot. He does the little things. And I did feel like he was slow in that first game. He looked slow in that first game.
Everyone was, for sure.
And he started to get his toes wet in that Calgary game. And then this game, he stepped it up. And that Suter, Joseph, Snuggie line, what the hell? But it worked.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. Power play finally got working. And we saw Bugie get his first goal wearing the note. So
You know, this stat sheet right here shows the depth. Everyone can score on this team.
Yes.
If things go right. You just have to play your game. Because Shen got his first assisted by Kyrou and Broberg. So that's three new people getting a point in one play. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Bushi gets his second, and then Shen gets his second point too on the next one. It's like Texier gets a point. Bugy gets a point. So if we're rolling like that, the four lines, that's huge. And you know, Vancouver didn't play a good game. I mean, they've been good since this game.
Yeah.
But they did not play a good game in this one. Also, they were taking penalties.
Talk about a team that I just don't know what they are.
I don't know either. They got to find their identity again. Tok's gone. It's Foot's job now to kind and Quinny's job to get that identity back.
Evander Kane was not the right move. I will say that.
No, they should have kept Joseph or Joshua. But Joshua hasn't been great in Toronto right now. But they should have kept him there.
Yeah,
the Kane signing's weird, or trade or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't agree with it. People up there, of course, don't like him because it's Vancouver.
Yeah,
and the people up there hate guys like Kane. You know, guilty or not or whatever. But
you know who I wouldn't mind to get if we're talking about players from other teams? Connor Garland.
Such a gamer. Hated him in Arizona. Hated him.
You hate him unless he's on your team.
I know. He's the Marshy. He's a POS, man. Like, you just don't want to play against him. But he signed that ticket. It's like $6 mil.
He did sign a ticket there. And I think there's a lot of concern about the future of this roster. Quinn Hughes, still.
Yeah. His brothers are getting paid the same in New Jersey. If they can trim the fat of, like, Palat and Dougie Hamilton, then they can just go get Quinn for free, basically.
Yeah.
Depending on if Vancouver's willing to trade. Or if he hits free agency, if he's willing to go to New Jersey,
he would go to New Jersey. If he hits free agency, he's going to New Jersey. There's no question about it.
Yeah, the number would be like 11 and a half, at least. Yeah.
And that means you're shipping out other defense.
Yeah, Ducky's got to go.
And you're probably just saying we'll take prospects and picks.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you can't get an NHL-ready player.
No.
You're basically trading, if this is the trade, you're trading two first-round picks and a couple other later rounds and a prospect. Because Quinn Hughes is, what, 26? And he's a 95-point defenseman, plays 28 minutes a night. And he's going to be with his brothers.
Yeah.
And Luke's already almost a 50-point defenseman, and Jack is Jack. So to have all those guys on the same team, it would be crazy not to think they're contenders. But we'll see, man. I don't know. Vancouver's weird. Elias, I still haven't seen anything about Elias Pettersson getting back to his thing. I think he's still kind of wonky out there.
Yeah, I think they did say he added some muscle this offseason. He came in better shape. I mean, he's still a lengthy guy. But
I mean, his Calder year, we were like, God bless. He could be a superstar. I mean, he is. He just, I don't know what happened up here.
I still think it may come down to a change of scenery.
You think they get Hughes, Miller, and Elias are all gone within 4 years? That would be brutal.
I get it's brutal, but clearly
they haven't managed it well.
No, you let the JT Miller situation get out of hand. You lost your superstar to a psyche issue. And now Hughes is rumored to wanting to leave. Rumors. And I mean, it's all speculation. Everyone's going to go we'd love to get the trio together. I get it. But if you lose your cornerstone defenseman, you have a superstar. And I will say, he is a superstar. Elias Pettersson is a superstar that just has lost his way. He sounds like a Buffalo Sabre to me. Trade him for Tage Thompson. But
Thompson doesn't want to go to Vancouver.
No, but I mean, that sounds like a Buffalo player to me.
For sure.
And it's one of those things where they got to figure some stuff out. And it may be we're going to tear it down. If they are in a bad spot at the deadline, which, I mean, they're sitting in second in the Pacific right now. But
pulling out wins because Demko's not hurt. And Demko's a Vezina caliber goalie.
Until he gets hurt.
When he's inevitably hurt for 25 games, they can't win half of them.
No. So.
And it's not all him, though. It's not all him. You know, there's other great players on the team and all that. Quinn Hughes, he's unbelievable. So, I don't know. I'm not taking away from the Blues win. Like, we dominated this game.
Yeah, great game. We were playing our game, playing in our system. It was everything you needed. But the next game on national TV, we...
9 p.m. TNT start for a Central Standard Time game between the two of the most bitter rivals in hockey.
Garbage. Hot garbage. That's
first period was fun. The rest was the worst hockey I think I've ever seen.
It was so bad.
I can't even be mad at the Blackhawks because they're fun to watch.
I hate it too. But we also talked about how we want them to be better because it sucks. But they want
them to be competitive
again. They have the douchebags there that you can hate.
I know, like, no one's gonna like Nazar after a scrum and all that. I loved it though.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Vlasic is gonna be the next coming of Duncan Keith Seabrook, where they're like 99 back. That's the kind of crap this guy's gonna do. I can already tell.
And you know what? The by the way, we lost 8-3. If no one saw the game,
it was awful, garbage. Also, the goalie crap was weird.
Hofer was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. He started off brutal with a turnover right up the middle to nobody. Goal, free empty netter. And then he's just as like in la la land. And I'm like, if I'm Monty, I'm looking at him and I'm going, okay, first period's over. We're out of this 2-2. Okay, we'll play him. But the next goal or two, see you later, bud. We got to put Binny in, which he did.
He did.
And then Binny, like, I can't even blame him for that first goal. It was just a deflection up in the air over his shoulder. He's like, oh my God. It was just one of those games with that. But then Monty put Hofer back in.
I think it was.
His quote was like, oh, we just got to let him finish it out.
Well, I think you knew the game was lost. So there's no point.
That's bad. You got to really get your players going to get this game back in hand. And they did after the first. And then it's just, no, like we go down two again and it's like, okay, we'll put Hofer back in.
Also, this was the nail in the coffin for Logan Mailloux.
Yeah, he was bad in this game.
-4 in 15 minutes on the ice.
He's probably not the only one who was -4.
He was the only one that was -4. He had the worst minus on the whole team.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and then Broberg was next with -3 because this is the line shift. The line shifts began, and they put Broberg and Mailloux together for this game.
And look at Justin Falk, still an even +/- I'm done with the hate, bro. I'm honestly done with it.
He's probably going to get an extension.
No, just let him retire.
No, they're going to give him
give an extension.
They're going to give him like a 1 or 2 year extension, I bet.
Nah.
He's the safety net.
I mean, we can go out and get a better right-handed defenseman. Let's go get Rasmus Anderson.
No, that's
who I don't even like because he doesn't play D.
No, that's your next Vegas Golden Knight there, bud.
I hope so. Vegas looks so good, by the way. We can also talk.
Carter Hart signs a PTO with Vegas.
Good for him. I'm excited for him to get back into the league.
Yeah,
we'll see what he does.
I mean, he's still, that's the whole thing. Like, Vegas is like, oh, yeah. I was like, you guys still don't have that great of a, I mean, you finally have a duo, I guess you can say it.
Hill got hurt in the game last night. So Schmid came in and Schmid played great.
I hate it for Schmid because he's going to put in all this effort and then as soon as they're going to sign Hart and then Hill's back and then they're going to get rid of Schmid.
Yeah, but Schmid could be like a really nice backup on a cup team. Florida.
That's true.
Tampa Bay. I don't know.
Edmonton.
You know, Colorado. But they don't need because they had the Wood brothers.
The Wood brothers.
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
You're right.
A whole new goalie regime. Calvin Picard.
Poor Picard. He's actually all right. Skinner is all right, too. He's just not good enough. Yeah. How about McDavid? Just looks brutal. Can't score right now.
I think they broke him.
I think he signed that deal, and then he realized how bad his defense and goaltending actually is.
I mean,
again, for the 50th year in a row.
It's a steal of a deal, but what, Jake Walman, man? Really? 7x7?
Well, you can't really fault him for that one. I mean, the 7 years is crazy, but I think like.
But also, Brad Marchand signed him for 7.
Like, yeah, I would have signed Walman for like 4. He's a solid puck mover.
Yeah, I think they're just going with the puck
mover.
7 million's a lot.
Yeah, but I guess that's not a lot when you're paying 2 horrendous defensemen more than 9.
That's true.
Edmonton's just all messed up. They just need the get over this era. If you can somehow keep McDavid at the same number and build around him again the right way, sure. But this era needs to end. That you really need to get those contracts gone. See ya. Notice how we're not talking about this Blackhawks Blues game.
Yeah, because it was so bad. It was so bad that I tried to box that hole because I got home from work. I was like, yes, I got the Blues to watch tonight. It was a terrible shift. I was like, I'm going to watch my boys play. And I was like, the boys suck. The boys look like
terrible shifts,
hot
but
garbage.
Yeah, it was bad. Goaltending was horrible. Defense, it was just game one all over again.
But I will say Jakey Neighbors putting up another goal there.
Yeah, he looks, he's actually pretty solid, man. He had 2 points in this game and it was a minus two.
Yeah. Holloway put his first.
Holloway had a Bushy sneaky getting another point in there. Sneaky.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I dog on him, but he's playing probably the best defensive hockey on this team and he's got 4 points in 5 games.
Yeah, he's up there for one of the better defensive forwards on the team right now. So after this game, we're 2-2. The Blackhawks are just, they got that youth buzz right now. You know, like how Detroit has it and Anaheim has it. And
also,
Philly has it.
Bedard looks like a new man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention at the beginning of this. Connor Bedard is, he looks like the captain finally. Like, this year, he's going to go crazy. And he's going to be kind of a POS and he's not going to back down. And
he's like a little Corey Perry.
He's going to be a beast this year, dude.
I still don't like him.
I expect 90 plus.
I still don't like him.
I don't like him either, but that's only because he's on the Blackhawks. I think if he was the one in San Jose and Macklin was on the Blackhawks, I'd hate Macklin.
I still would love Macklin. I love Macklin. I love that duo. I love
Will Smith. I don't know about Will Smith, though.
I mean, he's all right, but the vibe. The vibes are there with Will Smith and Celebrini.
That's true.
I will claim to this, the most fun player to watch out of these young players to me has been Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He's just fun to watch.
Yeah, San Jose's finally like fun to watch again. Chicago's getting there and Anaheim's getting there. Detroit, second team this year, is unreal. We'll have to get into them eventually because holy moly, bro. They look so good.
The Yager plan's actually working.
I'm looking at these before we go to the last game here. I'm looking at the stats. We were 44% on the dot. Brutal.
Yeah.
0-for-2 on the power play. We laid 28 hits and they only laid 9.
Yeah, they outskated us.
Exactly. That's exactly what that means. That means we're late in the corner and we're hitting the numbers. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had 11 takeaways to our 1. So they were just in the lanes, man. We looked terrible. The next game, December 12th, a Friday night, a normal time in St. Louis. I'll be at that one. That better be a better game.
Yeah,
Chicago. We might actually see some more red in the stands finally. Like, you know how the past few years has been no red. Now it might be starting to get back to that 50-50.
They're going
to
start traveling.
I love that though. I love chirping the Hawks fans. It's so much fun.
It's
healthy chirps though. You know, not like, oh, you're a piece of blah. I was fight after the game. Yeah, no, we're not doing any of that. Yeah. Well, all right. Let's go to a complete 180. Consistently inconsistent.
Hell yeah, baby.
We looked so good in this game against the Stars. Best game of the year.
Yeah.
Best defensive game of the year. We were faster. Sticks on puck. Beating people to the corners all game. Way better chances. And the goaltending was fantastic from Binnington, too. So, we were 50-50 in faceoffs, literally exactly, which is fine. More shots, both 0-for on the power play. Like, this game we had less hits than Dallas. Less giveaways, more takeaways. So just overall, fantastic game. I want to highlight Jordan Kyrou because this was his game. Like,
yes.
This game. Every time he was on the ice, I'm like, there he is, stripping the puck, getting a shot off, making a great pass. Simple stuff.
He looked like the player that we've wanted him to look like.
For a while, yeah. Yeah, you know, he's always been a great goal scorer, but now he's finally becoming like Selke.
Yeah.
Kyrou, you know. He looked so good. And then there's Boosh again sneaking in for his fourth assist of the year. Unreal.
Plus two.
Unbelievable. The only goal scored was for Mikko Rantanen, and it was deflection, and it's Mikko.
Yeah.
So can't even be mad.
But to that point, they had shut him down. They had shut him down. And then he went Mikko Rantanen god level, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, you just have to let him have one of those a game, and then you'll win 3-1 like we did.
Yeah.
Snuggerud scored again. He's got three in five games. I think he's a point per game right now. Is he close to like the rookie lead? I think he's tied with Schaefer. Yeah, he's tied with Schaefer, Finney, Demidov, Bouillon. Sorry, he's a point behind those four. He has 4 points.
That's a hard shout out to compete. Bouillon.
Good for
Bouillon
him.
Is gonna be.
He looks brutal on defense, though.
Oh yeah, he's garbage on defense, but
this Schaefer kid, man, unbelievable.
And I love it for him. That's a kid that I can't wait to see.
Yeah, he's gonna be a stud. He's going to lead the Islanders back to the promised land. I've been writing. I have season expectations for like all the divisions coming out, and I just wrote about the Metro, and I just pretty much went all in on Schaefer.
I mean, you're not bad.
He's a beast.
Also, can we take him up? Kessel looked good in this game.
Yeah.
He played 9 minutes. He was a plus one. I mean...
I see, but I noticed him. He only played nine minutes, but I noticed him. I was like,
yes.
Great game from the kid.
Yeah.
And that's a difference. Like
also Fowler. Fowler looked
normal.
Normal. He also played 26 minutes that game.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the bump up with Parayko since Tucker and Kessel weren't gonna get that many minutes.
Yeah. Also, this is the issue. Alex Texier played 5 minutes.
I mean, but it is what it is. He had
7 shifts for the whole game.
Yeah, he took 7 shifts. I mean, he obviously Monty likes Joseph. Obviously.
I mean, yeah, Joseph had 12 minutes, 18 shifts.
Yeah, 5 more than even Bugge, you know?
I think, yeah, Bugge is looking better, but I think Bugge needs to play the wing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's a third line wing, fourth line winger.
Yeah.
He will be the third line wing.
He will. You know who I wish just could bring back the offensive skills he had under Berube is Torpo. I wish Torpo.
Dude.
Because.
He has that glimpse.
He has those glimpses where you're just like, there's more there.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love a Kyrou Torpo Shen.
Yeah. I'd love that. Third line?
Yeah.
Torpo, I mean, if Torpo's smart, he keeps doing what he's doing, and
this is a contract year.
I know. He needs to get healthy, and he needs to get in there and make sure Joseph doesn't steal his spot.
I don't think it will
be stolen. I'm just saying, like, he needs to earn his minutes back, because Joseph's balling out there right now.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that.
The thing I want to say is Thomas played 20 and a half minutes, no points, wasn't even out there for a goal four. Had one shot, had one block, had one hit.
But he was 64.7.
64% on the face.
When Thomas wins faceoffs, we win games.
We win games. He's always out there taking them in the ozone, man. Like, that's such a big deal.
Yeah.
He basically made it 50-50 for the game. And look at Shen. Shen was 64%.
Yeah.
So do we really want to put him on the wing?
Also, can we take a moment here just talking, just came into my mind. College hockey.
Okay.
Lindenwood upset Denver over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's
upset
incredible.
Denver 4-3. They split the series. But Coach Fish is the man.
Coach.
Let's go, Coach Fish.
He's bringing the mental.
I just want to say, like, they've had their ups and downs. It's going to be a rocky year, but this team is young, and gosh darn, are they fun to watch sometimes.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I love Coach Fisher, man. Yeah. He's the nicest dude.
Nicest.
We got to get him back on.
Yeah, we'll get Coach Fish back on. I think after these couple games, and they play Miami, Ohio this weekend.
Okay. I might go to one of those games.
Yeah, no, I think we'll try to be getting to some of those games. I know my jersey should be on the way from Lindenwood.
You bought one?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, damn, I got to keep growing the jersey collection. Okay. But as always, you know, much love to Coach Fish. He was nothing but a class act when we had him on here. He's really going to turn that program around, and something special is brewing in Lindenwood.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll take a couple years, but I agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's preview the next game. So the Blues are 3-2. You know, kind of ups and downs right now. We're figuring it out. Players are hurt. It is what it is. Goaltending needs to be better. Defense needs to be better. I think this game against the Star, that is the blueprint. You play like that, you're going to win. You're going to win against great teams too, like Dallas. Home
tonight.
In about 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30 so minutes.
When you guys are listening to this, the Blues have probably either won or lost against the Kings. Perry's back. John Kelly is back for his first game. I'm sure he'll get honored in the arena, which is nice, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about the Kings. Good luck to Kopi in his retirement when that comes.
Yeah. It's
the end of the, like, he's one of those. He's the Crosby. Like, God, we don't want you to stop playing.
Yeah, no, it hurts. It hurts that it's coming to an end.
Yeah,
I'll run the stat line here on these teams. So the Blues 3-2. We are 15.4% on the power play. Penalty kill, so much better than last year. We're at 80% right now. I would like to see it get up a little bit more. We are 3 goals for and 3.6 goals against right now. That number needs to come down, especially in a Monty system. Shots for, we're averaging a little under 28 shots per game, and we are giving up roughly about 25 per game. Faceoff dot, 49.8. That number needs to get up for a team right now. Jumping over to your LA Kings, they are 25% on the power play, 70.4% on the penalty kill. They're averaging a little under 3 goals and giving up almost 4 goals a game. Yeah, they're averaging about 30 shots against and for. And then they're roughly 47.7 on the dot. It's going to be a very interesting matchup. I don't know what to really expect about this team. I don't think Kopi's in the lineup.
No, he's still out, I think.
So foot injury, he's still out. Should be a win game. They need to win this game.
We need to string them together. Let's go.
Yeah, so this will be a big game for us. And looks like this is also Doug Armstrong becomes the 16th general manager in NHL history to reach 1,600 career games as a GM.
Wow. Unreal.
On March 10th.
Unreal.
So.
Yeah, right. I want to highlight Kempe.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid wherever he goes. He should get 11. Should get 11. Byfield, I hope they just instantly give him the C next year.
No.
He's a point per game right now.
They're not giving him the C. It'll go to Doughty.
Oh, I forgot Doughty was still in it, eh?
Yeah. It'll go really to Doughty.
It has to be Doughty, yeah. I forgot about Doughty. Yeah. Maybe he gets an A, though. I don't know.
But
we'll Willie, see. You know, you got Perry and Dumoulin and CeCe and... What other vet can they give it to on this lineup?
Joel Armia.
Shoot, man.
It's
3.6 games.
It's one of those that I don't think you need to give him the C because I don't think he needs the pressure just yet.
True, I agree. Yeah, let him get a point per game this year.
Yeah, let him grow. And then honestly, even if you win a year without a captain, I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, but I do agree that it will be Doughty and then maybe Deneau and... another with the A for sure.
Yeah.
As for the Blues, Neighbors is leading the team in points.
Hell yeah, that's my boy.
We really need Kyrou and Thomas to, well, especially Thomas to get points big time, and Holloway. Other than that, I think the team is okay. Tucker's leading defenseman in points.
Hell yeah, brother.
Fowler and Broberg need to start getting on the board more for sure. And then, of course, when Mayu plays, patience. He's not going to play more than 10 minutes a night if he does.
Yeah, for right now, I think he's going to sit another couple games.
Mm, yeah.
Right now, I think Kessel's doing everything to stay
steady.
In.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking at Binnington and Hofer's numbers. I mean, Binnington's 2-1, but he's got to get that save percentage back. Like, that one game was brutal for him. And then Hofer, obviously, just, I don't know what happened against the Blackhawks, but you can't be doing all that.
Yeah.
So they both need to kind of reel it in a little bit. But Binnington's almost there. After that Dallas game, you could see that he's almost back at it. But Hofer needs to lock it in there. That Blackhawks game was just so bad.
So bad.
All right. Blues 3-2. We score in the last 10 minutes of the third period.
I'm going Blues 4-1.
Wow.
And Thomas gets on the goal sheet tonight.
Okay. I love it.
And I think we see a defenseman score a goal tonight as well.
I love it. Yeah. I'm in.
So, looking forward to a good game. I think Quentin Byfield gets the goal for them.
Yeah, some nasty stuff.
Yeah,
something crazy.
Probably a breakaway.
Yeah.
But as always, right. Episode 50. I will end it with shout out to our local sponsors across the board, Custom Games. We love them. We support them. Check out our writing website. You can get a link to their website, pick up penny hockey games, tailgating games, anything you need. Especially with the winter time coming, there's plenty of games you can get to play inside. And then our close friend and one of the best, Skate St. Louis, Augie, is doing great things over there with Skate STL. So check him out. They're doing local skates around the community. They're doing great school programs. And, you know, we just can't thank him enough for everything he's done for us. And as always, you know, we appreciate y'all. So as always, share, like, follow, tell your friend, tell your grandma. I don't care who you're telling, just tell someone. And as always, guys, thank you so much. And Mikey, I love doing this with you, buddy. This is always so much fun to pick up.
Big 50. Let's go to 100, baby.
Yeah,
let's go,
baby.
And all let's right. go, Blues.
Let's go, Blues.
Hello, everyone. Welcome here to the 5-Minute Major Podcast of STL, presented by Across the Board. Yes. That's right. We are now partnered with Across the Board Handcrafted Unique Entertainment, which is a one-of-a-kind St. Louis-based company that creates some of the best games in the country. They have games ranging from horse racing to NASCAR, baseball to hockey. Across the Board provides quality entertainment for all ages. Here's one of their penny hockey games that we were able to partner with them on. So it has our logo, which is super cool. You can play this game at home. You can display it in your man cave. There's so many different potentials that you can do with these games. But you should check them out, guys.
We couldn't be happier to have Kim McDaniel and her company on as a sponsor or partner. Her and her husband started this company from their garage 17 years ago, and it's blossomed into something so cool and amazing. You will learn lots more about them. So please stay tuned and make sure to check their links in the description below to know more about the McDaniel story and Across the Board.